Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, two for $15, for the perfect addition to mom's garden. Plus, get three free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to part two of our interview and conversation about the emotions of the dead with Eileen Jones. Let me ask you this, and you were just talking about, you know, the emotions of happiness or sadness on a haunted location. What do you think is stronger? What do you think makes a bigger imprint that an investigator or someone who maybe lives there before an investigator even shows up, that they're having an experience, is more evident, happiness or sadness?
I've come across more, I think, the sadness as far as anything than I have happiness. So I think as an investigator, we come across that, and I hate speaking for everyone else, but I think we come across that more than anything, or just more confusion where people don't know they're dead. And, which again causes the sadness. The only time I have like completely, you know, sat down and tried to open myself up, I was at the Old Southern Funeral Home in Kosciuszko. And a friend of mine, well, actually my best friend, her and her husband managed that location. But recently, last year, one of their founding members had passed away. And so we were kind of up there doing an investigation. It was my second time back since he had passed. And he had come across, or his name, or it said it was him, had come across the spirit box. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I had my headphones on. That's what no one understood until after I came out of everything. I had my headphones on, so I couldn't hear what was going on in a different room, and I was kind of out of it, per se. And I woke up, when I say woke up, I just kind of came out of whatever I was in. My face was completely, like, wet, but I wasn't crying. But my eyes were, my face was like I was crying, but I had no reason to be sad. And, it's a funeral home, so when I opened myself up, I think all the emotions from just that area came to me, where they're like, well, maybe because Doyle came through. I was like, no, I really didn't even know Doyle came through. But it could have even been part of Doyle, because he loved that location. Mm-hmm. But, it could have been something along those lines. But it was kind of freaked me out so much. I'm the type that I don't like to be alone. I will sit there and talk your ear off and be right there next to everyone. I had to walk away from the building and go sit by myself for a good 5 minutes or so, just to kind of figure out what had just happened. But yeah, that in that location, you do get, I think everything has its, depending on the location. That particular one, I couldn't imagine anyone being happy in a funeral home. Or happy in a jail, or so I think a lot of it has to do with its locations And I think as investigators, we tend to go to more locations that did not see the best of times.
And that's interesting because when we're talking about a location that hasn't seen the best of times, it makes me wonder a little bit, how often are there paranormal experiences or haunting experiences going on that we're unaware of because we're always trying to be so attuned to the sadness and the negative and that sort of thing? How often is it that empathic people are, in fact, in a location that is haunted, but the spirits don't happen to be in a bad mood or repressed or sad or angry? They're good. They're just like having a great time here and you don't even know I'm here. You know, I mean, because it makes me wonder about that. I mean, you would think you would almost have both, but of course one is what we, you know, almost instinctively consider haunted because it's spooky and it's kind of scary. But I wonder that sometimes when I'm in, especially when I'm in like weird older locations that one would think would be haunted, if I'm kind of suddenly feeling like in a really good mood, not just because I enjoy going to creepy old locations, but but maybe it is just that happens to be the aura of the place and not everything is always going to be so negative. But sometimes we overlook that as being a possible valid answer to what's, you know, to what the aura of the location is.
Well, if you think about it, would you call someone in, like just say your home, mm-hmm. if everything seemed like rainbows and butterflies with the haunting? Wow. Or would you call someone in if it's like always, you know, sadness or something, you know, doesn't feel right in a bad way? So, yeah, I mean, I can't think of one location out there that it would be like, oh yeah, well this happened and this person was so excited.
Exactly.
So when they passed, this is where they wanted to come to finish partying.
I know. I mean, it's an interesting concept. And I wonder if we'll hear more of that kind of in time where it's not always so negative. It's more of happy hauntings and things of that nature. I don't know. It's not that appealing for like television or anything like that. Nobody's going to like, oh yeah, that's the place where everybody's having a good time. Like they want death and murder, but.
I was talking to Rebecca with Southern Paranormal the other day. We were at Coatsworth Plantation or something, and I was talking to her. And I said, you know, sometimes I sit back and I kind of go, we're doing this for a reason. You're trying to figure out so many different answers, but we're doing it based on someone else's, you know, murder or horrible life. I said, sometimes it's kind of sad. Mm-hmm. But at least we're trying to get them answers.
Yeah.
So I try to validate why we do this.
Sure. Sure. It's just an interesting thing. And it kind of leads to another question. You know, we're talking about a funeral home just before. And again, this is just an opinion-based question. There's no right or wrong answer. It's a funeral home, obviously a location most of us don't spend a whole hell of a lot of time in, hopefully. But it's a place that we think of as kind of spooky and kind of haunted. But they do have occurrences. We've heard hundreds of them over the years of encounters in funeral homes. But do you think that has more to do with the emotions of the living who are going through strife and the trauma of losing a loved one? And it's such a heavy, you know, just jam-packed with people, battery of people in sadness versus the dead person that they're all there to see. More so the living are causing the haunting or the activity by being such a hotbed of energy for other things, maybe from outside of the funeral home to go, hey, I can kind of feed off of this versus the dead people who are, you know, being shuffled through there.
Yeah, I think all the emotion does leave a mark on that location. And I do. Now, with that being said, you do have people who devote their lives to this specific location. The caretaker at the Old Southern Funeral Home, mm-hmm. Like the story I heard, that he kind of was not all there towards the end of his life. Mm-hmm. And he kept trying to go back there to go to work because he loved that place.
Sure.
And so like him, he could still be coming because that's where he considered home. The owners of it could consider that home. So I think they're part of who haunts it. Mm-hmm. But I do think majority of it is either the energy that's left behind. And I do think you might get a few spirits here and there that come through. I don't remember the little, we've heard a little girl's voice in that, in the funeral home. I don't remember what it said. But it said it, whatever it was twice. It was enough that you had about six of us all hear it at the same time and try to trace down exactly which direction it went to see if we could hear it again. Mm-hmm. This particular one does have, like it has moved balls. So I think this particular one does have both, where it's the energy as well as the people. Mm-hmm. But I think 90% of it is energy.
Yeah. Initially, you said when you were getting into investigating the paranormal, there was kind of that desire there in the back of your mind to maybe find some way to communicate with your mother who had passed. Over all of these years, have you ever had an opportunity to attempt to do that?
Well, that's kind of like a kind of a weird subject. My mother's best friend, who we called Mama Jo, lived across the street. And years later, we had left the house after my mother passed. But when Mama Jo told us that she had seen my mother standing in the doorway, and she had seen my mother like looking in the refrigerator. Of course, the refrigerator door was closed, but like look, she was looking in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And that the homeowners finally came to her and told her that like the smallest bedroom light would come on about 4:30 in the morning. Then the guest bathroom, hallway bathroom light would come on, and then the kitchen. And it was like a pattern. Mm-hmm. And what they did not know is my mother's alarm clock always went off at 4:30 in the morning, which I was living with her at the time, me and my oldest boy. And her time of death was 4:30 in the morning. And most parents have the master bedroom. Mm-hmm. She had given me the master bedroom and my son the next largest room, and she had the smallest room in the house. So that's stuff that most people would not have just picked up on.
Sure.
And so they were talking about how it, you know, how she would do that pattern. And that was my mother's pattern. Well, Mama Jo told the lady that, okay, well, you know, her grandkids are grown. She's got this many grandkids. Two of them are Marines. Her kids are doing great. Well, the lady told my mother that, and this was all kind of before I got into investigating and, or really investigating. And she said all the activity stopped. She says she still feels her presence, but the activity has actually stopped. So I did reach out to them. I found them on Facebook or reached out to them, and they don't want me to come in and do an investigation because of the fact that they don't want the activity to start back up.
Okay.
But it was some, you know, it was kind of weird to have someone that, I mean, someone that honestly did not believe in spirits.
Sure.
Tell me that they saw my mother.
How did that make you feel when you got that statement said to you?
Until I started investigating, it kind of bothered me because I kind of was like, oh, well, why is she not passed on? Why is this? Why is that? But the more I started investigating, the more questions I had about life and death. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. It just happens. I don't know the answers to what happens after life. I have got this visual in my head of wings and angels and all this because mm-hmm. that's what makes the Philly good. But I'm like, okay, well, and if she really wants to come see us, which honestly, you know, being her children, I think she does sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I think she knows if she made her presence known, we could move on with our lives.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Eileen Jones about the emotions of the dead. Big thank you to her for joining us on the program and sharing her experiences with us today. And a thank you to you for supporting our program and helping to keep us on the air. We would not exist without it. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.